Remember when you used to get the newspaper every day? Remember when there used to be little neighborhood newspapers that you could advertise in and bulletin boards? Do you remember when Craigslist was the place to advertise? Man, things change.
If you buy and sell cars for a profit, or you want to, you're in the right place. This is the Flipping Genius Podcast. I am your host, Randy Lee. I've been flipping cars most of my life despite having almost zero mechanical skill. For the past dozen years or so, I've been a licensed used car dealer in the great state of Alabama. No matter what the topic, this podcast has one main goal: to make our listeners money. Let's get to it, flippers.
All right, so today we're going to talk about the sales tools that I use to sell vehicles. And that's, I think, one of the areas where I have a lot of strength. I've personally been in sales for, it's like four decades now. It's crazy. I'm 60 years old, so I've been selling for a long time. I've done a lot of different selling. And the car sales thing, I think maybe I've talked about it before. I don't feel like car sales, to me, when I have a vehicle to sell, when I've bought and reconditioned a vehicle and I'm ready to flip it, I don't feel that selling the vehicle is even a real sale, you know, in the perspective of what I have from the past. Because I feel like with that product, with a good car, people need transportation. I have it priced well. It'll kind of sell itself. That's my personal opinion. I feel the same way about real estate. If you've got a good piece of property, you know, they always say location, location, location. And especially these days, the real estate, if you get a listing, these realtors are making a ton of money because the properties just sell themselves. The hard part is buying the properties. And the hard part right now, I find in the car business, is buying vehicles at a price that will allow you to make a profit. But that's a whole different episode, and we probably will be talking about that some more, because with tax time on us right now, as of this date, it's February 23rd, 2021, as I talk to you today, and it is tax time here in the United States. The people are starting to file their taxes, starting to get their tax returns back. I had a call this morning about a vehicle. Frankly, I don't even have a sign on the vehicle yet, because I haven't got the title back from the new car dealer that I bought it from. And there's a little update for everybody who's been paying attention to the live flip that we did back in episode 55. I'm still waiting for the title for that nice little Acura MDX. Until I get the title, I don't sell a car. But my point being, it's on my lot, doesn't have a price in it, doesn't have a telephone number in it, but I already got a phone call, and she says she'll call me back next week when I get the title, because I told her she can't test drive it till I get the title. So to me, that's not selling, because I came up the hard way, I guess, doing things like going cold calls and door to doors and pick up the phone and dialing for dollars, as we used to say. So when I talk about sales tools, I'm not talking about sales techniques. I'm talking about the tools that we use to sell our vehicles once we have the vehicle reconditioned. And those tools today have changed. I said in the intro there, we used to write an ad in the newspaper. A lot of you who are out there very young, you may not even realize that, but there's still newspapers, and you can still do classified ads in them, but it's a very small audience that picks that up. There's still community newspapers, and there could be some advertising there, but you're going to have a very small audience that actually is shopping that way. Now, I'm not saying that that won't work, and that may work, and if you're using something like that, you'd like to share it with us, hey, send me information at flippingquestions@gmail.com, or better yet, join our Flippers Forum that I keep talking about on Facebook. If you need a direct invitation, you can't find it, you can email me at flippingquestions@gmail.com, or just go to flippinggenius.com with 1G, flippinggenius.com. And you'll see links to it there, because what you do there is we are bringing flippers from all around the world, actually, but all across the country, definitely, with the idea that we can share our ideas together. So if you're doing something unique to market yourself or market your vehicles, share it with each other, because that's how we get better. And don't be afraid to tell other people how to make money. There is a lot to go around. And that's obviously, I think so, or I wouldn't be here telling you, who may be my competition. And frankly, I know some of you are my competition, because I saw you at the auction this morning. And I know that we're all trying to buy some of the same vehicles, but there is enough business to go around that we can learn from each other, and it makes us better. So that's the whole idea of the forum. So if you've got something that you'd like to share, go there, share it. Let's get that thing cooking, because it's great. We've got several dozen excellent members already in the group, and I'd like to see that thing boom. I'd like to see it up over 1,000 people real quick. But I want quality folks, so it's by invitation only. Consider yourself invited. But I will watch to make sure there's no spam on there. We're not doing spam on there, but we will help each other on there, and that's gonna be a lot of fun, frankly. So what I'm trying to get to here is, we constantly see changes in what we use to market ourselves and our vehicles. And at one time, it used to be newspapers, and maybe bulletin boards, those cork boards where you'd stick a thing up. And that can still work today too, but less likely, especially with COVID-19 locking us all down so we can't necessarily even be around anybody. Craigslist. When I first started this flipping thing, Craigslist was it. And if you listen to training manuals on car flipping, almost any of them, if they are not really current, they're still talking about Craigslist, because Craigslist was the place to go. And I know some of you still use Craigslist, and I tried to right up to the point where it didn't work for me anymore. So I very rarely even look at Craigslist. But hey, if I'm missing the boat on that, let me know, because I don't want to miss any boats. These days, my biggest tool for marketing a vehicle that I have ready to sell is Facebook. And I'm not telling anybody anything. You probably all know that. Facebook Marketplace is a great place to do that. But I also use Facebook groups. And as most of you know, if you've listened to the podcast before, we've got 18 Facebook groups. In addition to that Flippers Forum that I just talked about, we also have 18 other Facebook groups in local areas all across the United States. The two biggest ones are right here in my backyard. I'm in the Huntsville, Alabama area, and our two biggest groups here have a total of, carry the seven, I believe it's about 44,000 members all total between our groups here locally. And that's a pretty powerful audience, because they're very targeted. I have two groups in Huntsville. One is for $5,000 in other under cars, which frankly is the cars that I market. And the other one is for $5,000 to $10,000 cars. And we're very strict. The cars have to be in those price ranges, and they have to be in this area. And we don't allow any other advertising of any types. And if you do it, you advertise a suitcase or a video where you're giving everybody money or some other crazy thing, bam, you're banned and you're gone. And that is how we run our groups. So, but I think Facebook groups are a great tool for selling your vehicles. But I'll tell you another thing it's a great tool for, and probably some people, I probably drive them a little bit crazy, because I didn't know, I just posted 20 of these just before I turned on the microphone. I posted ads that I want to buy cars, and I don't post those. I do actually post them in my groups. I own the group. I ought to have a little bit of benefit from it. But I also post them in the larger sales groups in my general area. Some of these groups have 70 and 80,000 people in them, and they're all within probably 25 miles of me. So these are the places where I want to go buy cars from individuals. So I run ads there. Just simple ads telling you, I want to buy your car. I recondition cars to resell. If you've got a car in your driveway that you don't want to you don't want anymore, give me a call. I'll come out and buy it. I have a video that I also use that talks about that and talks about, you know, make it easy for you. You don't have to deal with the public. You don't have to worry about the fear of COVID-19. If that's a worry of yours, I come out and buy your car. So that's also selling to me. We have to be selling on both sides of this equation all the time, because we need to find the raw materials that we need to make money. So we've got to have vehicles. We've also got to find ways to sell our vehicles. And right now, in my mind, the two best tools that we've got right off the chute are Facebook Marketplace and Facebook Groups. Now, again, I know there are other tools out there, and I know some of you are selling vehicles in different formats, different markets, not just geographically, but let's say our good friend Jeremy Hammond, who was on in episode 17, talking about the box trucks from the 1980s and early 90s that he loves to recondition and sell. He sells those all across the country. So I know Jeremy will use eBay and online auctions and other specialized publications to sell his for top dollar. We're going to have Jeremy back on soon. He'll talk more about this. But that's a good example of how he sells them is different, and how he buys them, how he finds his vehicles. But Facebook groups can still work with that, because you can have a very targeted audience, just targeted towards those vehicles rather just geographically. I'm targeting geographically, but if you, let's say you recondition old Corvettes, there's certainly some Facebook groups that are targeting Corvette enthusiasts. And you can create your own, which of course is the avenue that I like to take. But you will find publications that are targeted maybe towards classic cars, for performance vehicles and things like that. That happens to not be something that I'm involved in, so I don't have a lot of information on that. However, if you do, that is flipping too, man, and that is such a cool thing. And I know you guys you're probably more in love with your product than I am. And that's awesome. Cause I mean, the more you love what you do, the better you're going to be at it. So if you've got information to share about that, please join our Flippers Forum. It is free, man. It's free to join. And we would love to hear your input. And you may find, a member in California or in Utah or in Washington or New York or Wisconsin who is interested in the same stuff, and you're in Florida, and the fact is you might wind up doing business together. That's a possibility in a specialized area, but certainly we can learn from each other, and that's what I want to talk about with the Flippers Forum. It's a great way for us all to get together. Now, I'm going to take a little break and drink a little Kickapoo Joy Juice, and when I come back, we're going to talk about some other tools that I use, but I need to get a little breath.
My dad used to say, why reinvent the wheel? He meant, if it's done right, there's no reason to redo it. And that was my first thought when I saw Jeremy Fisher's digital video training course and text, 3-Hour Flip and 3-Hour Flip Academy. Jeremy Fisher is a longtime successful car flipper and a tremendous communicator, with over 2 million downloads of his materials online already. In 3-Hour Car Flip Academy, Jeremy walks you through car flipping, from how to find deals, how to analyze deals, how to maximize your profitability, how to market and sell your vehicles, and then how to build on your success. Like I've said before, Jeremy Fisher has built his course right. So why reinvent the wheel? When Jeremy visited with me on episode 42 of Flipping Genius, he agreed to allow our listeners to get lifetime access to his digital training, 3-Hour Flip Academy, with a copy of the 3-Hour Flip e-text for just $49. That's a one-time fee of less than $50. Frankly, you ought to make 10 times that amount from your very first flip. Go to our website to get this special deal. Visit www.flippinggenius.com with one G, Flippin' Genius, and click on the Resources tab at the top of the page. Then click on the More Great Stuff tab on our Resources page, and it'll take you to Jeremy's $49 deal. Now, if that's more clicks than you want to make, or if you have a question, just send an email to me at flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll get you an answer and a direct link to 3-Hour Flip Academy.
One thing we're doing different this week, I'm trying to finally add a video format to the podcast. This is brand new to me, so if you go to our YouTube channel, probably not on the 24th, but by the end of the week, we'll have this thing edited, and you'll be able to watch what is probably going to be just ridiculously terrible. But it may be amusing, but I'm trying to video the episode too. So kind of going back and forth. I'm trying to juggle it. I'm sorry to give you all this stuff because you probably don't need any of that. That's a new twist, because I know a lot of people would prefer to also see video. And as we add video, we'll be able to add more beneficial information. And of course, the Flipping Genius YouTube channel is always available. If you go to flippinggenius.com, you can just click on the video button, and it'll take you right to our Flipping Genius YouTube channel. And it's got lots of videos there already, a lot of coaching videos, and we keep adding to that. So this will be the newest addition to that. So before we took the break, we were talking about sales tools, and I was talking about the principal online tool that I use right now is Facebook and Facebook groups. And I'm encouraging you to share what you have. And this is a big thing. I cannot emphasize enough. I know you're tuning into the Flipping Genius because you want to learn how to flip cars better. You want to be better at flipping wherever you're at, whether you're an old pro or you're a rookie or someplace in between. And I'm trying to give you everything that I know, which I do every single week. I try to do that. But I know that on the other side of this equation are folks like you who know a ton of stuff that I don't know, or different things, or different twists to what same thing that I'm talking about. And that's why I'm trying to encourage you to come on board with the Flippers Forum and share with each other, because that's just going to be so much better, more beneficial than just me sharing with you. Or if you don't want to do that, if you just want to share directly with me, that's cool too. Send me whatever you've got to flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to share your stories, your information with everybody. Because remember, the number one goal of the Flipping Genius podcast is to make our listeners more money. And that is the focus I keep driving all the time. I hope you feel that. So with that in mind, I'm going to talk about some of that old school stuff, because I was talking about beginning the remember when game, like remember when we used to do this kind of stuff. Well, this may be some remember when stuff that you could still do. I know it's stuff that you could still do, or it may be stuff that you've never done before because you didn't come up in the insurance and advertising business like I did. I've done a lot of things, and I find there's great benefit in what I've done. And so the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is something I like to call shoe leather. And I'll tell you, it's bugged me for the last, 12 months now, I guess, that they say we've got to mask up and we're not supposed to walk in places. And I understand that I'm not discounting the importance of that, but it bugs me because that is so much a part of my game, is getting face to face, going toe to toe and eye to eye with the public, because that is such a great opportunity for me to use my skills and actually separate myself from the herd a little bit. And what I mean by this is, let's say you've got a vehicle, you've got a 2009 Honda Accord, it's a great car and you want to get it sold. Now, you can just plant the seed out there, through Facebook, and you may get it sold just like that. But if you don't want to wait for the phone to ring, and you want to also create other opportunities for you yourself, you get out on the street, especially beautiful day. It's a beautiful day here in Alabama today. That'd be 65 degrees today on February 23rd. What a gorgeous day. And you could be out there making money. That wasn't a money. That's somebody trying to make money from me. but you could be out there doing it today, literally face to face. And one place that you can go, so you got this vehicle ready to sell, a great place to go are, if you're a car dealer, I'm going to call them other car dealers. If you're not a car dealer, if you're just a flipper and you're flipping an individual car, go see car dealers, because they have buyers looking for the vehicle you have. Particularly in this market right now, we're all hunting vehicles. We're all at the dealer auction, like I was this morning, looking for vehicles to sell. And you've got a good vehicle that you can sell at a reasonable price. They may sell it for you. They may buy it from you and sell it and resell it. So that's a good place. Go see half dozen of them a day and ask, hey, do you got anything that you don't want anymore? Do you have anything that you bought that you can't use? And you'll be surprised that what the results may be. You may sell that Honda and pick up a Toyota and a Ford and be, you know, the next step down the road. That's a natural one, of course. And that doesn't matter if you're a licensed car dealer or not. That's a possibility of a place for you to go. Another place that I've had great luck is, I'll call them storefronts, but the one that comes to mind the most that I really seem to have had great success at are salons, which is kind of funny because obviously I'm not a great prospect for them. But salons and barbershops, walk in, they're usually very receptive to me to coming in. And a lot of times it's not just them, but it's also their clients. And that can be, there could be 12 ladies in there. It could be 12 guys in there, whatever. But I come in with flyers about the vehicle I have for sale. And I also let them know that I buy vehicles. And again, more opportunity to sell your vehicle and to buy more vehicles. Another one that came to mind there are restaurants. And I've particularly had a great success making relationship with restaurant owners, which I love these guys because they're just the backbone of our economy. And I've had some wonderful people who have bought vehicles, not just for themselves, but also for their employees. And you'll find this, if you sell a good quality vehicle to folks, they may want to buy the vehicle for their employees and even finance it for them. And there's a lot of depth to that conversation there. If you want to know more information about any of these things, if you say, hey, can you tell me more about that? I'd love to. Just send me an email at flippingquestions@gmail.com or go to the forum and ask about it. And I'll be happy to spill the beans on everything I know on this stuff, because there's some great backstories to this type of stuff too. And I don't want to get into it because I like to limit the podcast to a certain amount so you don't go, don't turn us off. but colleges, community colleges and other universities are a place I've had tremendous success both buying and selling vehicles. You take your flyers, and this is a difficult time. All this stuff is a little difficult right now, but I feel like we're getting closer to breaking loose so that we'll be free to do business. Some parts of the country different than others, I know, and I nothing we can do about that, but that doesn't mean you can't be ready to do this type of stuff once the economy opens up. So put flyers up at universities and colleges for the vehicles that you have for sale, and also put a flyer up saying that you are looking for vehicles for sale. And by the way, I often print my flyers both in English and in Spanish, and I put the caveat at the top of the page that I do not speak Spanish, but I welcome Spanish-speaking buyers. That's all written in Spanish, and I just use a translation software on my computer, which you can get on your computer for free, and do that. And that's helped me sell, especially service vehicles, trucks, and vans. I've sold a lot of those that way by using both languages on one flyer. Again, you want more information about it, just ask me. I'll fill in the blanks on that. Gyms, people go there to work out. There's a lot of people walk in and share this information. I think we've talked about some other places like well, I'm not gonna get into that, but there's other avenues here for buying vehicles, other places you can go to. But right now I'm talking about mostly the selling side of it. But don't ever forget to ask what you can buy too, because you want to keep that whole cycle going. And of course, one that I was going to bring up in the next level too are finance companies and lenders, small lenders. Telling them what you've got to sell gives you an opportunity to meet them, and they may have buyers ready to buy. Excuse me, or you may have a buyer who needs financing at some point, and that way you can do business with them too. And that brings me to the next area of this old timey business stuff that I still use that you can use too, and that's the word referrals. Referrals are the key. It's the greatest thing. When you can get more business from where the business came from, it makes business so much better. Meaning, if you can sell the brother of the brother of the brother, you know, if you can sell the guy's son a car, and then his daughter a car, and then their neighbor a car, it's so much easier than having to create that all together. So obviously, that goes back to building your reputation. And if you want to learn more about reputation building and creating that reputation building online, be sure to read Kathy Cruz's article that I posted this week on the Flippers Forum about that exact subject. She's dynamite. And you heard her, I think, in episode 52. Kathy is a national speaker for dealers all over the country. She helps big dealers make big money, but she's great in working with little guys like me and you. And she, that episode was great, and her article's great about this too. But as you build up that reputation, you know, if you're like me, you read the reviews online. And in this case, we're talking about really a direct referral from somebody that's bought a vehicle from you, somebody that's done business with you before. They refer more business to you. That's a fantastic way to go. And, you know, it could be past customers. It could be other flippers. This is something I try to build relationships with other car flippers. And in my case, it's mostly other car dealers. But I'm trying to set up a situation where I'm referring business to them. A lot of times they give me a little kickback when they make a vehicle sale. And they drive by my place. They know what I've got. They'll refer people to me too every now and then. That's a great, great way, because they know you and they'll vouch for you, and vice versa. Like I said, lenders are also a great place to go. One thing I need to do more myself that I haven't done enough is and we talked about this with a couple weeks ago when we were talking about small lenders, is credit unions. I do most of my banking with credit unions, and I need to get better relationship with my own bankers, because these guys can help us sell vehicles, and we can help them by bringing customers to them to do loans. And it all goes back to making that sale. So those are some basic old timey sales tools that I use all the time. And I hope that kind of helps maybe ring some bells that you haven't thought of. But again, go to Flippers Forum and let's share some more. And when I come back, I want to talk more about just how we can market our vehicles better, and the tools that I use there that make me more successful and get the highest dollar for our vehicle when I'm ready to flip it. Hey, thanks for listening. And I want you to consider becoming a flipping team member. And when you do, we will share with you a startup kit that is valued at $250 or more. And each month, you'll get our flipping team member success pack, which is also designed to help you make more money. Each and every month, you'll get more bonus material and other information because you're a flipping team member. Go to flippinggenius.com and click on the Flipping Team Member button to learn more. We were talking about shoe leather and referrals and stuff that's kind of old school. Another thing and I didn't talk about it yet, is your website. And this is such a cool thing. I mean, I'm an old timer, so I've been around back when we built websites, and I learned how to write HTML language. I thought I was an old dog back then because I was learning in my 40s, I guess, and 50s, how to write HTML language, how to build websites from scratch. And I'll tell you, it would take forever to update a page. At the time, one of the businesses I ran was a real estate magazine, and I would put that whole thing together online, so we would publish it, and it looked pretty good, I thought, back then. But today's websites look so much better. And if that intimidates you, if you, the idea that I can't have a website, yes, you can. You can have a website. I use Wix, W-I-X, to do my websites here. And that may take a little bit more effort than some of the other ones that you pay for. But as anybody's listened to me for more than a half hour, you know I try to pinch every single dollar, because I know that's why a big part of our flipping team member package, the first thing I told you about, was the P&L statement, because you got to know where you're making your money. And the way you make your money is by saving money every way you can. And so I try to save money on all things I can. And that's one of the things I do. I use Wix. It's free so far. I use Anchor to publish this podcast. Anchor actually, every now and then, they pay me a little bit of money because we're driving traffic to Anchor. And it's exciting. And I thank you again for listening, everybody, because those numbers keep growing up and you keep sharing it. And that's just awesome. But if you don't have a website, you should get one. There's a lot of ways to do it for free. I do recommend Wix, W-I-X, and you can set up your own website there. You can also do it other places. But when you do it, design is essential. Don't get too fancy. You don't have to be real fancy. They have some great templates that you can use. But I encourage you to study a little bit about marketing. And I'll probably try to just read a link that a little article I really liked about how to design an effective website that converts your buyers. It captures their attention, gives you a better chance to make your sale. In this case, we're talking about selling a car or your cars, however many cars you have for sale. It's essential that you put that in front of them right away. But it's also essential to put everything else that you want to put in front of them all right away. If you want to buy cars, tell them you want to buy cars. If you have a repair shop, make sure you tell them that. Whatever you do, if you do anything else other than just trying to flip that car, put that there too. Give them the chance to see it, because they won't. You only have their attention for maybe a minute before they say, "Nah, I don't want to look any harder." People, I guess, are lazy. We're so conditioned to having everything at our fingertips that's probably in a nutshell. Because you may also not want to read this article. I said that in a nutshell. I'll summarize it. Put everything right in front of them as soon as they get to your website. Make it easy for them to see. Make it easy for them to be attracted in to possibly buying your vehicle. And we can go into that more. And if you've got more to share or more to ask, go to the Flippers Forum and share it there. We can get deeper in this. And I'm happy to. I love talking about this stuff. I want to hear your success stories after we talk about it. I want to hear, and I'd love to hear your success stories now, things that you know how to do better than I do. Share them on there. Brag. I'd love to hear them. Love to see the pictures. And speaking of pictures, when you're posting the vehicle, I don't understand this. Back in the day, we might have had to pay for a picture. We might have had to pay. We only got so many pictures with a package. Generally, even on Facebook now, you can post 20 photos, I think, with a listing on the Facebook Marketplace. I use all 20, and sometimes I use more, because I'll even take four of them and put them into a collage, and then I can use more than 20 pictures because you could zoom in on those four that are in a collage. I say the more the better. And if there's some reason you don't want a lot of pictures of your vehicle, you know, there can be reasons of that. Usually you're not asking a lot of money for those. But if you've got a vehicle that you're proud of and you want to sell, you want to show as many photos of it as possible, but take some time to take good pictures. Take them from angles. If you look at photographers, I think photography is art, and I happen to be very good at it. It's one of the things that I'm kind of fortunate because I seem to be able to take photos naturally well. And what I do is I take every angle. But if you just a simple rule of thumb is go around your vehicle and take a photo from each corner and then each side, front, back, side, and each corner. You should have all of those pictures. And then from the front seat, the back seat, the steering column, I like to take a picture of the trunk and under the hood. If you can, shoot a video of the vehicle running, or even do a 2-minute video just walking around the vehicle. This stuff really helps sell. If they get to see the vehicle and feel comfortable with it, you've got a much better chance of getting them to come out and seeing it. And tell them the truth, but tell them the best truth. My wife gets mad when I say that. But the truth is that there's a way to tell the truth that is in your best interest. Tell them what's wrong with the vehicle, but this is where you sell. This is where you sell. You sell what is there, but you sell it honestly. Tell them what's wrong with the car, but tell them what's right about the car too. You've spent a little bit of time on this vehicle, sometimes more than other times. You ought to have a little pride in it. You ought to like it quite a bit. That little Acura that we talked about in episode 55, I'm looking forward to talking to people about that. It's a beautiful vehicle, beautiful leather interior, everything that you can get on a vehicle. Heck, a backup camera and all that stuff in 2004, that was an exceptional car. Beautiful wheels, almost brand new tires. That thing's going to make a great vehicle for somebody. Tell them that. Tell them what you know. And then I always tell them what I know too. In that particular instance, got really high miles on the vehicle, but it's a one owner and I can pull that out of the glove box and show you the records going back. I just love that. So tell the best truth. That's where you're going to make your sale. Don't oversell. Let the vehicle sell itself, but tell people about what you like about the car. And one thing that I forgot to put in earlier, is location. It's funny because I talked about real estate, location, location, location. And this is something to consider. You'll see them around. And I know when I first started the podcast, I made a video, and you can actually see it on the opening page now at flippinggenius.com. And I talk about those vehicles you see alongside the road. And my fellow dealers, I know some of you might get a little ticked off at me because I'm not trying to encourage flippers to come and compete with us, because we call them curbstoners, and we all know that there's laws against illegal car flipping, and I'm not trying to encourage that. But the fact is, if you're doing just one or two cars a year, chances are you don't have a car lot, but you may still park the car in your front yard. Hey, that's not a bad idea. If your front yard is on a main road, mine is. I've never used the main road, but I could because I get a lot of traffic out there. Use whatever benefits you have. Use whatever locations you have. I noticed that there's a guy apparently who works at a little gas station about a mile and a half from me, and he must be flipping cars because there's one in there all the time, just perfectly planted in the spot where it's very visible, but it's out of the way of parking. It's out of the way of the gas. It's a smart place. Location, 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 location helps you sell things. And we'll talk more about location and how to use that in other episodes, because I try to use that as well for other marketing that I do. And like with the bandit signs, for instance, what comes to mind. But And that's about it. I think that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, about sales tools. And if you've got questions about anything along these lines, about how to market or sell your finished product, even pricing, if there's questions about that, send me your questions at flippingquestions@gmail.com. Better yet, okay, everybody say it together, go to the Flipping Forum and share them there. I will definitely be involved in answering them, but I'd love to see some answers coming from other flippers, because I know that there's a lot of depth of knowledge out there in this audience, and it is growing, and it's exciting to know who has already become a member of the Flipping Forum. And I know a couple of you guys are big, big time, and it's exciting. And I know some of you guys are brand new, but so excited about learning, and it's going to be so great to see you succeed. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, thank you for listening to The Flipping Genius. It means a lot to me that you're on the other side of this and you're in the audience. Please share it with your friends. Please subscribe. Please leave us a great review, a 5-star review if you can. Subscribe or save us as your favorite so that you never miss an episode. And share us on Facebook. The bigger the audience gets, the better reviews we get, the higher we move up the ranks wherever we're listened to. And that gives me more strength to negotiate better deals with the folks that you'll find on that resources page. And check the resources page when you go to the website. Please become a Flipping team member and participate in this thing. Get as deep as you can get in it, because we're here for one purpose, one goal, to help our listeners make more money. This is the truth, folks. Hey, let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's all become flipping geniuses.